Hi, I'm Dr. Jillian Murphy, a naturopath, healthy-ish lifestyle architect, body joy seeker, and French fry activist. And you're listening to 100% Healthy-ish. Here's the thing. As a naturopath and an intuitive eating, health at every size health coach, I have seen every angle and end of the health conversation. And after years of clinical and coaching experience, I've developed a framework for feeling good and having fun that I know you're gonna love. To be healthy-ish, we move beyond the boring basics and consider some ish you have never thought of before when it comes to your health. Are you ready? It's gonna be fun. Let's go. Welcome to the episode about the luxury diet. This is a very irreverent, tongue-in-cheek presentation that I put together at the very beginning of launching my career fully into the intuitive eating, health at every size space. So for a number of years, I worked as a general naturopath, and then there was 2 or 3 years where I kind of mix and match the two. And then in 2017, I closed my general practice and I was only doing this work. And in the fall of that year, I put together this presentation called The Luxury Diet. And the truth is that when I got into intuitive eating, I immediately felt truth to this idea of being tuned into our bodies and what our bodies want and need. And I immediately recognized that there were a couple of instances when I had done it easily, beautifully, and naturally. The two times were when I was pregnant. I mean, I was very sick in my pregnancies, but beyond that, I ate so naturally, intuitively. And in the holiday season, in the lead up to Christmas, which is what I celebrate. I know other people, it's like, it's all the things. It's the Hanukkah and it's Diwali. And it's just so many beautiful holidays are happening at this time of year. So I know that this isn't true for everyone. I know that there are a lot of people that really struggle in pregnancy with eating. And I know that there are a lot of people that really struggle through the holidays. Disordered eating is high at this time of year. But here's what I noticed was consistent between these two things. The first is that there was like a finite amount of time attached to it. And there was something about, you know, 6 weeks of a holiday season or 9 months of a pregnancy. Like I knew that there was an end to this and there was something about a time frame that allowed my brain to relax and go, it's okay, just do what you need to do in this time frame. There was something about knowing it would end, which can sometimes be a problem. Sometimes, you know, for some people, it can be like all the permission to just binge eat because at some point, you know, it's going to end. But for me, I wasn't looking at like, when this ends, we're going to get back to restriction. Like that wasn't the thought process. So there was something about this time. And with pregnancy in particular, there was also this full trust that my body knew what it was doing during this time period. And I was really willing to let go and just like let my body change and let, you know, let whatever needed to happen, happen. In the holiday season, it was less of that. And it was more that I love this time of year so much. And I feel the most connected to who I am. I feel the most activated. That's a weird word. It's a funny word. I kind of hate myself for using it, but I don't know what other word to use. Like I feel my cells excited. I feel them vibrating differently. I am on. I feel inspired and motivated and connected to people. I'm happy. I was joking with my kid in the aisle going through the grocery store lineup yesterday. It's the end of October as I record this. And I don't buy magazines anymore. And if the magazine hadn't been $18, can you believe it? A magazine that was $18. It was a little tiny magazine, but I was so tempted. Like I'm just so tempted by the aesthetics and the recipes and the foods. All of it is just so beautiful to me. I want to take in as much of it as I can. I want to buy the magazines. I want to make the recipes. I want to host the parties. For me, it's a time. And for you, it might be different. For you, it might be spring, or it might be when you're traveling, or it might be when you take a staycation at your house. Like, it might be something totally different, but there was something about the holiday season that I recognized was so beautiful to me that I just found it really easy to sink into not only having fun, but also taking care of myself. And that despite all of the indulgences of the season and all the parties and the late nights and the, you know, wheels of brie, like, I somehow came out the other side feeling better in my body than I had in ages. And, you know, by the time New Year's rolls around, I'm like, I'm ready to get back into my regular rhythm and routine. But I just felt amazing through the holiday season, through a time when, by all old, dated, ineffective definitions, I was doing everything wrong for my health. And I felt better and more beautiful and radiant and energetic than ever. So I recognize that, you know, at the beginning of my career, I was like, oh yeah, I do feel this sometimes. I feel it, and I feel it really easily. And I feel it around the holidays. And I had jokingly, in my own mind, labeled the way that I ate through the holidays the luxury diet. I was like, oh yeah, I'm on a special kind of diet of my own making. And again, that all felt very silly to me because no one was really talking about intuitive eating when I labeled this for myself. And no one was talking about trusting yourself. And everyone was still bought into really restrictive ideas about health and wellness and body management. So it just felt so silly to think about naming something for myself. And I was like, yeah, I'm on this like special diet where I basically eat cheese and drink Prosecco and eat Christmas cookies and nourish myself with the magic of the season and somehow come out healthier than ever. And then when I found this work and I started really sinking into it and I was thinking about quote unquote selling it, I was like, well, I'm going to put a webinar together about this. And I'm going to talk about what I learned from the most intuitive moments of my year and how, you know, what we can learn from that. So I presented this. It went over really, really well. It was super fun. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go through that old presentation document that I have. I have not opened it up in years. So I presented this in 2017. And I think it'll be interesting for a couple of reasons. One, I always talk about writing in pencil on this podcast. And I think that it will be interesting to see what rings true and what doesn't, like where have I evolved and grown and how would I teach things really differently. But I also just find it interesting because I feel like this healthy-ish approach has been such a big part of me for so long. And even when I didn't have words for it, or I wasn't able to own it or to talk about it, it was part of me. And so to show that way back then and before, right? Because I had labeled this, like even before I found intuitive eating, I had labeled my holiday regime, the luxury diet, jokingly for myself, that this has just always been a part of me. And it's always been, there's been a really deep understanding, like even when I was in disordered eating, restrictive and otherwise, that this is my happy place. And there was just no other framework for it. There was no one to say, oh yeah, that's a thing. That's a way to be. So here's the validation that you can just exist like that and it's okay. But yeah, this has been part of me. So it'll be interesting to see how I've evolved, what still rings true. And then I'd love to wrap it up with like a modern 2022 version of this, where we talk about what are the healthy-ish concepts that are included in this framework, in this luxury diet idea, and what can we take with us into this holiday season? Let's go. Just quickly before we get to the episode, I want to say that my DMs have been blowing up, and I'm getting the distinct feeling that we are panicking as the holidays get closer. There is the realization that we're about to move into a season of parties and buffet tables and late nights and being overextended and not knowing what to wear and situations that we just can't control. and a real worry that any work we've done, any intentions that we've had to feel good in our body and to care for our body might fall apart, or any hopes that we have for 2023 might get completely derailed before we even get there. And so what I've done is put together a little sampler of one of the healthy-ish offers that's going to be available in the new year. And it's, I'm calling it the healthy-ish Black Friday sale, because I'm going to have it for sale starting on American Thanksgiving, November 24th. And it will be available right through to the 22nd. Only 8 spots are available. And you are going to have the opportunity to sample what it feels like to have me as a naturopathic doctor with, you know, intense experience in the health at every size, intuitive eating world, mush all of these things together into a completely customized and beautiful plan for you for the holidays. So it won't be for the whole year. It won't be a whole look at your whole life. But what I want you to do is go into the season with a plan. And not the kind of plan where you're not allowed to eat the Christmas cookies, or you're not allowed to have any fun, or you're not allowed to stay out late. You know me, that's the opposite of how I work and what I do. It is going to be a beautiful plan that considers what you most love and value, what you want to experience, how you want to feel in your body and about your body, what you want to wear. It's going to consider your human design and the things that you might need that you don't even know you need in order to feel your best. It'll involve a juicy intake where you fill in and tell me all about you, so I'm fully prepared to get together with you for a 45-minute session. And then what you're going to get afterward is a breakdown of your plan for the year, including a full audio note about how to execute the plan and how to stick with it. So it's this gorgeous sampler to help you move into the holiday season and, quite frankly, all the way into 2023, feeling amazing in and about your body. Again, there are only 8 spots available, and you can only book these sampler spots between November 24th and December 22nd. If you're interested, you can find the link for this offer in the show notes, and you can also find it at foodfreedombodylove.com/healthyish Black Friday sale. That's all one word, lowercase. I really hope to get to work with you on this. It's going to be incredible. All right, back to the show. Okay, I am literally just opening the document as it's opening right now. The wheel is spinning. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know how this is going to go. I don't even fully remember, if I'm honest with you, what's in this. Oh my God, this is so interesting. Okay. This is so fun. The document just opened. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go through it. And like I said, I'm going to offer up my thoughts on what I would do differently and what I would do the same. But I just want to say this. The first sentence of the document is, so it's called 7 Simple Steps to a Peaceful, Joyful Relationship with Food in Your Body This Holiday. The first statement or question is, how do you want to feel this holiday season? Hello, this is the premise of the Healthy-ish framework. How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel in your life? How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel about the way you're taking care of yourself? And you will, I think, already have heard, I'm second guessing myself, but in another podcast that I've already recorded, I think you'll have heard it before this comes out. I described how I wanted to feel this holiday season. And I said, I wanted to feel connected. I wanted to feel a little glamorous because, you know, it's been a couple of COVID holidays of just being in sweatpants and not seeing anyone. And I'm ready for some sparkle. I'm ready for a cute outfit. I'm ready for Prosecco in a cute glass. I'm like ready for a little glams this holiday season. I want simple luxury, which is all of those beautiful, simple, a cup of hot chocolate with a peppermint marshmallow that my friend Megan makes every Christmas. It's a candle. It's a cup of coffee by the tree when it's still dark out in the morning with my husband. It's going for walks to see the twinkle lights. It's ice skating and then grabbing some fries and a glass of wine later. It's a beautiful salad for dinner to keep it really simple, or hot water with lemon and a bit of ginger and honey to rejuvenate me and hydrate me after being out the night before. So, oh, and energized. I want to feel energized. I want to feel tapped into my energy. So that's how I want to feel this holiday season. And that is the premise of Healthy-ish. From there, we need to figure out what are the aspects of our life that help us feel that way. And that includes food and movement and body image and the way we think about our weight and our shape and size. But it also involves space and place. It involves sensuality and our cyclical nature. It involves, you know, considering the fact that our needs ebb and flow. There's so much more in here, right? There's so much more to all of this. So that's funny. I love that even way back then, this was a huge priority for me. So how do you want to feel this holiday season? And what are your top three priorities? I like that. I do still like that. The way that I tend to frame that now is what are three experiences you would love to have this holiday season? And that could be like a really meaningful, you know, conversation with your sister, or it could be quality time with your children, or it could be something more like, you know, I'm really craving a hike in the woods. I'm not sure, whatever it is. Three experiences that you would absolutely love to have. Okay, I really like that. This is starting out on a very good note. So far, so good. Okay. Sip of tea. Then in this document, we get into, the big title is The Luxury Diet, a decidedly non-diet approach to eating well, recharging your metabolism, and loving your body today. So I still like that. I think that probably somewhere along the way, I felt like recharging your metabolism was somehow like accidentally selling diet culture. Like I was telling you that if you follow this, the way that metabolism is often presented is like, you're going to recharge your metabolism and the weight's going to fall off. So I think probably somewhere along the way, I would have taken that out. But the reality is that metabolism is just the sum of all of the chemical reactions that are happening in our body, including how our immune system is functioning, how our digestive system is functioning, how our liver is working. And I think that this is 100% true. From this Healthy-ish approach, like what I have seen, and I have the testimonials and the audio recordings and the whatever, you know, whatever to back it up, is that when people approach health from this Healthy-ish perspective, this imperfect Healthy-ish perspective, their metabolism is recharged. They feel energized. Their blood sugar is better. Their digestion is better. So I stand by that, y'all. I would have gotten away from it for a while because I would have been scared that it sounded diety, but that's not what I mean by it. And that's not what it is. A decidedly non-diet approach to eating well, recharging your metabolism, and I'd say well-being, and loving your body today. Okay. Here are the seven tenets. Oh, isn't this interesting? Okay. I'm just going to look for one more minute because this is like a, just give me one second here. I know you like don't necessarily want to like watch me make the sausage. This is like a worksheet. So I don't have filled in everything that I would have said while I was doing this. That's okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to talk it through. So I don't have I have the seven tenets, but I don't have like what I would have exactly said as I went through it. So let's just go through what I have and see what comes up. So the first tenet of the luxury diet is we understand that diet mentality equals disconnection. Okay, stand by this 100%. Here's what I mean by this. If you're new to Healthy-ish, if you're new to this idea of intuitive eating or health at every size, there's a fundamental understanding that when we are in diet mentality, we are using our brain to come up with solutions, actions, behaviors that we believe will make our body smaller, will help us lose weight. And in doing so, we often get disconnected from how we want to feel, from that well of vitality and energy. We get so obsessed and preoccupied with following whatever rules we're currently following, whatever book, whatever plan, whatever measurements, whatever guidelines we've put in place to manage our weight, that we get completely disconnected from what our body is wanting and asking for. And for some people, the worst case scenario here is that they're not that happy and they get kind of tired and their whole life sort of revolves around food and maintaining these rules. But for other people, this gets much, much worse. And it starts to look like really reactive, rebellious behaviors. So how this might play out through the holidays is you're going to go to a party. So say you're going to go to a party on Friday night. And if you're in diet mentality, you're really worried about this party on Friday night because, oh my God, all the food, and how are you going to maintain the rules and the restriction, and how are you going to stick with it? And it starts with not eating enough through the day. Maybe you just drink coffee, you barely eat anything through the day. There's this idea in your head, if you're just really restrictive, then, you know, the party won't make such a difference. And then you get to the party and you have a glass of wine and your inhibitions come down and it's Friday night and you're ready to have fun. And all of a sudden you find yourself totally unable to control yourself. And you spend the whole night at the buffet table, overeating, maybe over drinking, feeling terribly sick. And you get home and it all falls apart. And maybe you even eat more when you get home. And then you wake up the next morning and you feel terrible. Terrible. You are completely disconnected all through the day on Friday and all through the night on Friday, all through the party, and even the next morning from how you actually want to feel in your body. And despite all your attempts at restriction, because they're for all the wrong reasons and in all the wrong way, you probably consume double what you would have if you just eaten regularly, consistently, and normally. So if there was an action here, because on this handout that I'm looking at, that I'm going through as I record this, if there was an action here, is that we are going to set weight aside for the holiday season. And you're not going to worry about it. And you're not going to read articles that fearmonger and trash talk your body and convince you that every morsel of food you put in your mouth is leading up to a whole gasp X number of pounds you're going to put on. You're going to put all of that aside and you're going to refocus on the very first thing that I asked at the top of this podcast, which is, how do you want to feel? And if you want to feel connected, if you want to feel energetic and radiant, then I want you to think about how you might do that Friday differently. You're going to wake up and you're going to go for a walk. You're going to get some movement, maybe a nice yin yoga class or a yang yin. That's my favorite. A yang yin is my favorite. Build up a little warmth and a nice long stretching. And you're going to feed yourself well. And you're going to make sure that you show up to that party in clothes that feel beautiful on your body, comfortable. And you're going to be well fed and hydrated. And you're going to be looking forward not only to the food on the table, which is beautiful. And I want you to have all the things that you want to have because your body can handle it. Your body can handle it. If you eat a little more one night, 1 week, 1 month, your body can handle it. And then you're going to connect. You're going to connect with people and you're going to be just as excited to connect with people and listen to music and play games or whatever it is you do at this party that you go to. And you're going to see that the whole thing shifts. And the next morning when you wake up, you know, maybe your head's a little heavy from an extra glass of Prosecco, but you feel good. You feel proud of how you behaved. You feel proud of like the fact that you enjoyed food without overdoing it, and that how you showed up in the skin that you're in. So that's the first tenet. We understand that diet mentality equals disconnection, and we try to avoid at all costs being in diet mentality. It is not going to help you eat better. It will not help you be smaller. We know that this fails for 95% of people. So let's just give it up. Even if it's just for the holiday season, try it on for size. Even if just like I talked about in the intro, you need a timeline within which you can experiment and feel comfortable. Do it. Just do it for the holidays. Set it aside for the holidays. See how it changes your behavior. Okay. Second tenet. We honor our body's cues. Again, I would absolutely stand by this. If you're tired, you need rest. I get very caught up in the energy and the excitement of the holiday season. But even right now, so I'm recording this early November. Last week, I took time to sit down and look at my calendar. And we have, you know, my husband and I have an anniversary late in November. My husband's father's turning 80. My parents are coming to town for a weekend. We're taking the kids away for a weekend. Like I really looked at all of the things that are already in my schedule for the next couple of months. There's like a special dinner movie night where we watch National Lampoons with our neighbors. There are these little, you know, like checkpoints that I know are going to happen. And then I took a really, you know, I'm taking a really honest look about how much more I can actually fit in. And how much I can do while still honoring my body's cues, listening to when I'm tired, listening to when things are getting too much, too hectic, too overstimulating, too stressful. Listening when you're hungry. If you're hungry, you eat. You don't hold out until the party that evening. You're going to honor your body's cues. Okay, I stand by that. That seems really basic actually at this point. I'm wondering too, as we go through this, I'll definitely add to it at the end because I wonder if some of the concepts here, because I was presenting them so long ago, there were a lot of people that were still not on board with this idea of intuitive eating and it was all very new. I would have had to belabor a lot of this. But anyway, I stand by that. So the first tenet is we understand that diet mentality equals disconnection and we work very hard to stay connected to our bodies and how we want to feel. And number two is almost a subset of that, right? We honor our body's cues. We listen, we pay attention to what our body's asking for, and we do our best to give our body what it needs. Three, we accept and respect our body as it exists right now. I was watching, I don't know if any of you have watched Dairy Girls. So my favorite kind of television is like British, Irish, often comedy or black humor. And so Dairy Girls is just like, it just like totally falls into this zone of perfection when it comes to TV for me. But there was this hilarious episode where it opens and the mom and the aunt are doing this orange juice cleanse and they're getting ready for a reunion. But this is like 7 in the morning. The reunion is at like 7 that night. They're trying to calculate, you know, how much weight they can lose between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And it's basically nothing. And it's just, the whole thing is so hilarious and ridiculous. And at the same time, we do this to ourselves all the time. I guarantee that there are people listening to this right now who are like, how can I lose X amount of weight before this holiday season? How can I lose X amount of weight before blah, 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 blah. And the problem with that is that that kind of diet mentality and the way that we tend to move through the holiday season are not in alignment. And so at some point through the holiday season, these things aren't, what's the word I'm looking for? Compatible. They're not compatible. They're not in alignment. So at some point, if you are trying to alter your body while eating luxurious, indulgent foods and desserts and drinks and being at parties, at some point, you're going to believe that you're getting it all wrong and it's going to fall apart and you're going to find yourself in that reactive or rebellious state where it's like, well, F it then. I'm not going to think about anything. I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm going to eat all the things and do all the things. And I'll worry about it on January 1st when, you know, all of that nonsense starts to kick in, right? But if we accept and respect our body as it exists right now, and your body might not look the way that it looks right now forever, it will likely change. You're definitely going to age. There's no getting around that. And weight sometimes fluctuates. But the reality is that you are in the body you are in right now. And if you were to approach this holiday season with acceptance and respect, how might you do things differently? A, you wouldn't get into diet mentality. You wouldn't start doing weird restrictive things that set you up for failure. What else? You might find an outfit, one outfit that you can re-accessorize and style for the whole holiday season that just feels amazing on your body. You'd put in the work to find that thing. You would nourish yourself consistently. You would allow yourself to need what you need and want what you want and enjoy the foods that are nostalgic and comforting and enjoyable. What else? What else comes to mind when you think about accepting and respecting your body as it exists right now? You would be more present. I'm guaranteeing you, you will be more present for those magical moments and the not so magical moments, but you will be more in it. And that's what this life is all about. It's not about perfection. It's not about everything being perfect, but it's about being present to it all. And when you are continually preoccupied with your body and food, you are not there. You're not in it. So I stand by that. Yeah. Number four, we trust that we can define and create a healthy, glowing, radiant body for ourselves. Not only can we, but it is our responsibility to do so. Huh. Okay. How do I feel about this? Huh. So this is interesting. I don't think it's a responsibility. I think F that. I think I would cut that out. I think that's like old me with a little bit of that morality around health and like, it's your, you know, sort of that messaging that's sort of semi-empowering, but actually just adds all kinds of pressure and makes people feel like it adds this like extra weight to our shoulders of pressure and expectation that's just actually not very helpful. So I would cross that part out, but we trust that we can define and create a healthy, glowing, radiant body for ourselves. I agree with that. I stand by that. There's a little tiny piece of me that's like, no, because I'm worried that people will interpret that as diety, that I'm saying that like, you can like, you know, glow yourself skinny. And that's not what I'm saying though. I'm saying that I trust that I can define and create a healthy, glowing, radiant body for myself. So I can say with acceptance and respect that this is the body that I'm in, and that when I'm tapped in and I'm connected, that I can do this for myself. Like I don't need other people's ideas or thoughts or feelings or rules or ideologies in order to figure that out for myself. I can do that for myself. And I can do it through this healthy-ish framework that I'm talking more and more about in all of these podcasts. So I'm gonna say yes to that. If there was an action item for this one. I don't think I gave action items. The first action item I gave was to connect to those feeling words. And then the second action is kind of tied into that. Like when we're connected into our feeling words and connected into what our body's asking for, we're basically just checking in. We're just checking in throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. How am I doing? How am I feeling? What do I need now? Going back to those feeling words every morning. How can I add something? How can I do something that will help me get closer to the way that I want to feel this holiday season? What can I do today? And then when it comes to accepting and respecting, I think the action item is just putting weight on a shelf, either indefinitely, or if you can't quite do that, just for the holiday season, just setting it aside and being like, you know what? There's 6 weeks, there's 8 weeks until the new year. And instead of fighting my body, I'm going to play with working with my body, dressing my body, nourishing my body, respecting my body, resting my body. I'm just going to assume that it is perfectly correct and I'm going to work with it. And in doing so, the trust is built. I can then trust the cues that come in for my body. I can trust them and not revert to old diet messaging. And if there's an action around this, we trust that we can define and create a healthy, glowing, radiant body for ourselves. I think if there was an action item here, it would be getting very curious about any facts or truths you still hold when it comes to weight and health and food and your body. So anytime a fact pops up, like, if I eat that brie, I'll never be able to stop. Or if I eat after 7, I'm definitely going to put on weight. Or if I don't exercise this much, if I take a morning off, I'm definitely going to lose, you know, any of those facts or truths that are still in your brain that you notice floating through, I'd like you to just get really curious. Is this true? How do I know it's true? Is it helping me? Where did I learn this? Because so much of what we've been taught is that we cannot trust ourselves, that someone else needs to tell us how to get glowing and radiant. And we're going to need this skincare package and this machine and this diet and this supplement. And some of those things might be helpful, but you need to clear space in order to figure out what's good for you and not. And so I want you to get very critical and almost cynical about the truths that you have, that you're holding on to when it comes to radiance and well-being. I want you to question it. I want you to get curious. I want you to see where it came from and then see if we can reframe and like try the opposite, do something different. Okay, tenet number 5, we must satisfy our female desire for beauty and pleasure every day. Oh, I love this. And I would have cut this out for several years of my work because I don't think it's a must. I don't think it's a must, actually. Like, that's what I would change. If I was going to change this, I'd say we don't must anything. I lived with, when I lived in London in my 20s, several times, like I lived with South Africans and they always say, you must, no, you must do that. And I would always laugh because it's so cute. Because it's like, there's nothing you must do. And Tina Fey has a joke about that too. She's like, if there's anything that you absolutely have to do, that you really must do, like people don't have to tell you to do it. It's like, you must breathe. You must occasionally go to the bathroom. It's like, yes, you must do those things, but you don't, like, it just, it's going to happen. Whether you must give birth to this baby, like that baby's got to come out one way or the other at the approximate 9-month mark, right? Like, if someone's telling you that you have to do something, it's time to question it. I think that's what Tina Fey says, which I love. I really, really love that. So let's cut the must. How about satisfying, and I would cut out the female too. That was just very gendered. I'm just going to like say that, whatever. I think as human beings, this is something I really believe that, again, I would have been nervous to vocalize a while ago. I believe that as human beings, we have a very deep desire for beauty and pleasure. I think that it separates us. Like with a lot of other animals on earth, we can really, like sex, for example, is really perfunctory. Eating is really perfunctory. Like just like get these foods in. These are the foods that are right for you as an animal. Get them in. Good. Humans, we really, like these experiences are inherently pleasure laden. And I believe that that's because it's a deeply important thing to the chemistry of a human being. Art, music, like what are the things that make people come alive? Even sport, like, and I think that the problem with beauty and pleasure is that along the way it has been co-opted and it's been like, this is what's beautiful. This is what you must consider to be beautiful. This is what's important. This is what pleasure should look like. And that we can all throw out the window. But I think that beauty and pleasure will connect you to your body. I think it amplifies those cues that your body's sending. It makes you want to listen. It makes you want to pay attention. And in doing so, I believe we are all the healthier and more radiant and more glowing for it. So I stand by this. I would change up the wording. I would say, like, we allow our desire for beauty and pleasure to lead the way. That's how I would redefine that. Sorry, I'm like snapping. I don't know if that the podcast is picking that up. This becomes the new GPS, and it's very difficult if you're in diet mentality, if you're cut off from your body, if you're fighting your body. This is very difficult to do. To trust, going back to that idea of trust, to trust that beauty and pleasure and allowing that to activate you and make you feel alive, we have been taught it will lead us down, what's the saying, like the garden path, like it's going to lead us astray. And in the healthy-ish framework, it's the opposite. It leads us exactly where we're supposed to go. When we're clear on how we want to feel, when we get clear on what the systems and structures are that allow us to pursue beauty and pleasure in our complicated, difficult, nuanced lives that might involve challenging coworkers or family members through the holidays or exhausting work schedules or too many responsibilities, you know, like even in the slog of it all, being connected to how we want to feel, to how we can invite beauty and pleasure in on our own terms. It's like the breadcrumbs that lead us to the revolutionary, exemplary life that we are after. So I stand by that. I reword it, but I stand by it. Tenet number six is we move our bodies, not as punishment or obligation, but as the ultimate act of self-care. Okay, I stand by this. I don't know if I were to redo this, if I would put movement in its own category. I think I did, because for me, through the holiday season, movement is like an anchoring thing for me. Like when I move my body, that is one of the beauties and pleasures in my life that connects me to how I want to feel. And it like clears my mind, helps me process stress and emotion. I get fresh air. It's like all the things for me. It's a deep connector. So I stand by it, but I would say that tenet number six could be about anything that is an ultimate act of self-care for you. Movement, I think, is important. I think it's important because first and foremost, and maybe predominantly, because it helps us process stress. And the reality is that the season will be stressful, even when it's fun, even when it's joyful and magical. There's going to be stressful moments. That's just part of this kind of a thing. And for some people, it's more stressful than others. And the stress is going to be there, and we can't wish the stress away or boundary it away. We can do a bit with boundaries, but like it's going to be there. So the best thing that we can do for ourselves is process stress. And so for me, I'm offering up movement. And I don't know if you've downloaded the free holiday healthy-ish starter guide. I'll put the link in the bio for it so you can grab it. But I talk about movement in there, and I talk about being really gentle. Like the holiday season is a very yang time. There's a lot of energy, a lot of fire, a lot of output. And because the holiday season is linked to indulgent foods, immediately there's this feeling that we should exercise harder than ever. And I'm going to offer up the opposite. I think that we need to be more gentle with our bodies. I think we need to be more kind. We need more rest. You can always hop back on the fire train, the yang train in January when everything else is yin again, you know, when we're hibernating, if you're in the northern hemisphere and everything's cold. If you want to add some fire then with your movement, go for it. But I'm just going to offer a new perspective. Like, what if movement was really gentle through the holiday season and you backed off a little because your body and your mind and your soul and all those things are stressed by other things? We don't need the additional stress of really intense exercise. If you love it, if you're a hard exerciser, like that's cool. You know, the whole thing with this healthy-ish framework is like figuring out what's right for you. But I'm going to suggest movement, gentle movement, as a way to manage the stress of the season. And if movement is not your thing, what is your thing? Therapy, alone time. I don't know. What is your thing? How are you actually processing the stress from the day to day of the holiday season? Okay. Last, and the action item for that would just be processing stress, figuring out a way to process stress in a way that feels really, really helpful. Last tenet of the luxury diet is we have fun no matter what. Okay, obviously I stand by this. This is one of the fundamental principles of the healthy-ish framework, is that the process is just as important as any outcome or any goal that we're working toward, and that like the quality, the texture, the feeling of the process is equivalent or connected to or on par with the types of results that we're going to get. And so if you are miserable, if you are feeling miserable, you are going to end up, you know, and you think you're doing it for all the right reasons. I'm eating nothing. I'm touching nothing. I'm you know, that's the outcome of this holiday season for you. The misery that it takes to get there is the misery it will take to stay there. And conversely, if you can find a way to infuse fun into the fun parts, but also into the sloggy parts, the whole thing is just going to change. The whole season changes. So the action item here is to figure out what's actually fun for you. Oprah did this really cute, like she was just engaging with her audience a couple of weeks ago on Instagram. And she's like, what do you do to have fun? And she sort of joked, you know, I used to walk my dogs to have fun, but now there's all these coyotes. And I don't know if she's in Los Angeles when she was recording. I'm not sure where. I think so. And she's like, that's not fun anymore because the coyotes. And, you know, I cozied up with a great book by the fire, and I read, and maybe she watched a really good movie. I don't remember. And she's like, that was really fun. Like, no, she said that was really nice. I sunk into that, but was it fun? I don't know. Anyway, the thing got me thinking about like, what's actually fun for me. Dance classes are fun for me. Going out for drinks with friends on a Wednesday night, having a glass of wine and a gossip, and I walk home, is fun. I find that fun. Plunging into a cold lake, the whole process of it, the fear, the nervousness, the cold, the overcoming, the exhilaration after, like that is fun. I have fun doing it, but I had to like re-find these things. I think as an adult, it's really easy to forget what's fun. And with something like the holidays, we can get really caught up again in like what the holidays should look like versus what's actually fun for us. So the action item here would be figure out, play around with what's actually fun for you. And for the things that you must do, I'm just kidding. There's nothing you must do, but for the things that you feel like you have to do to be a responsible parent, adult, whatever, if it's not that fun, how can you infuse fun into it? Okay, that's it for me today. That was really fun. That was fun to go back and to like look back at something that I'd put together so long ago, to see these deepest core values that I've had, to update them, to make them a bit more modern. I've evolved, I've learned, but a lot of the core still holds true. And so I hope that that was interesting for you. I hope that you can take the tenets, the new updated tenets, and the action items, and infuse a little luxury. You know, use the magic of the season, use the indulgence, use permission, you know, with a healthy side of discernment, to activate yourself through the holiday season and see if you can come out the other side having experienced all the things you wanted to experience and felt the way you wanted to feel. I'm just feeling really good in the body and the skin you're in. Okay, that's it for me today. If you haven't downloaded the Holiday Healthy-ish Starter Guide, please do. It's a really good introduction to the Healthy-ish framework and approaching health from this like much more holistic, beauty, pleasure, feeling-based perspective that I think you are going to gobble up. And it's filled with what's activating me this holiday season, what's tapping me into my magic formula for feeling healthy-ish and proud of how I'm caring for myself while loving the process and having fun. See what's in there for you. see what resonates, what doesn't, and figure out what's your magic formula. All right. So that's in the show notes. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back soon.